Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What teams are looking to do around the league and what the top players, what the feeling around them is, where they might be going. And for that, we're getting away from the NFL teams today. We're going straight to where it all comes from. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's Adam Lichtenstein, covers the Miami Hurricanes for the Sun Sentinel down in Miami and figuring out what on earth is going on with Cam Ward. Let's go out to the phone. Adam, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm enjoying opening day, you know, in the baseball world, but I'm down to talk some college football.
Yeah, no, I was going to ask you, when we were talking before, you told me you're going to opening day for the Marlins. Experience, how are we? How's it going?
Oh, great. I actually left a little early because I had some dogs who were home alone for a little while, but Marlins came back and won, so successful opening day. It was a beautiful day. Very nice. Everything you could ask for.
Yeah, no doubt. Up here, Guardians went into extra innings because Emmanuel Clase blew the lead, but we're all good. We got the win, 7-4. We're happy here. I, of course, do want to talk to you a little bit about Cam Ward. Obviously, a couple days removed now from his pro day. Well, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, and Jimmy Haslam, a GM, coach, owner, all not there for the Browns. So what can you tell us about how Cam Ward looked during his pro day?
He looked pretty good to me. I mean, nothing surprises me with him anymore after watching him all last season. He looked pretty good. You know, I'm not a scout or a GM, but I mean, he was making his throws. I mean, I think only maybe one or two that were slightly misplaced and, you know, looked really good to me. And you know, I think that everyone who was there, you know, probably came away pretty impressed.
Adam, did you hear anything on the private workouts? Because I think that night went to dinner with the Tennessee Titans, and then he had a private workout the next morning at the Browns. And I think is a private workout done, if not just scheduled, with the Tennessee Titans. Have you heard anything, a buzz coming from any of those?
I haven't heard any particular, you know, buzz coming out of them. Like you said, you know, those have been previously reported. But yeah, I think the Tennessee Titans like him a lot. They had, you know, a huge crew down there on Monday. I think they even had like their media, like, you know, video team out there filming. So I think the Titans are pretty high on him.
What can you tell me about Cam Ward, just from an individual standpoint, confidence, if anybody maybe just listening, general NFL fan, would not know how Cam Ward carries himself?
Oh, he is probably the single most confident athlete I've ever covered. And that, you know, pro football, college football, MLB, you know, every level. He's probably the most confident athlete I've ever covered. One thing that, you know, comes to mind is there was one game last season, he threw a really, really bad interception, like threw across his body and just kind of, I think he just floated the ball to a defender and it got picked off. Terrible, terrible interception. And he got asked after the game, you know, like, why did you make that throw? And he just said, I can make that throw. I've done it before and I'll do it again. Which just me and some of the other writers were laughing about it because here he is, you know, making this terrible pass, you know, that NFL coaches probably had NFL coaches and GMs ripping their hair out, or would have them ripping their hair out if he did it in the NFL. And he's confident he can make that throw, and he's not wrong. He can make that throw. He did it throughout the course of the season. So just, you know, incredible confidence in himself. And you got to say it's deserved. I mean, this is a guy who went from running a wing T offense in high school, had one FCS college offer, and, you know, next thing you know, a couple years later, he's a Heisman finalist and the potential 1-1 pick in the draft. So if I was him, I'd be pretty confident too.
I would say that that's probably good enough to get you going. I promise you here that I won't hold it against you. The city won't hold it against you, no matter what your answer is. But what's the feeling around Cam Ward in Miami that a better fit would be? Is it with Tennessee or is it with Cleveland?
I don't think it makes a significant difference. I mean, I'm sure it would, but I think he's happy to go wherever, whoever he gets picked. I don't know if there's one team that's a particularly better fit, just, you know, from my own knowledge of the NFL. But I think wherever he goes, he'll make it fit, is I think the thing with him. Is he'll adapt to whatever offense the team is running. He'll learn the coach. He'll learn the offensive coordinator, the quarterback's coach. He'll make it work. He's got that talent, and he's got that mental ability.
A lot of the buzz around Cam Ward is obviously what he can do with his legs as well as his arm. But I would say the concern that a lot of at least people around Cleveland would have is it is more of a stationary offense. It is more so you have to be, you know, solidified in the pocket at times. What have you seen from Cam Ward, from his confidence to what he can do without moving around while being stationary in the pocket compared to when he rolls out and really shows his athletic ability?
I think he's perfectly able to do either or. You know, the Miami's offensive line last year was pretty solid, so there were a bunch of times where he had felt like half an hour to throw, and he didn't move around. He just stood in the pocket, sometimes literally standing there, almost like he was, like, relaxing, and would just pick his spot and throw and make a perfect throw. If he does have to evade pressure, he can do that. He's got speed. They didn't really use him as a running quarterback much last year. He doesn't have, like, a ton of rushing yards, but he could, you know, a lot of his highlights are, I'm sure you've seen him, you know, escaping the pocket, getting out of pressure, and, you know, finding a guy downfield. So I think he's capable of both. He could make plays in the pocket, and he can make things happen when he's flushed out.
Would you consider, and Adam Lichtenstein with us of the Sun Sentinel covering the Miami Hurricanes here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, would you consider it, and I know you sort of just touched on it, but even if you had to dive deeper into what it was, is he a legs-first guy, you think, mentality-wise, or do you see him more as a be a pocket passer, and then when the time comes to have to escape, that's sort of the ability that he has, not necessarily the reliance?
Yeah, definitely the latter. He's not a legs-first guy. He's not Lamar Jackson. He doesn't have that, you know, burner speed. He's not like a running back, you know, doubling as a quarterback. But he can move. But he's definitely, a throw-first, definitely potential pocket passer kind of guy.
All right, if you had to take your best guess based on maybe how Cam feels himself and based around what the buzz is he going number one or is he falling past?
I think he's going number one. That's just the vibe I got. I mean, like I said, unless Tennessee is doing, like, the biggest fake-out of all time, or they totally change their mind and Cam Ward says he hates, like, barbecue or something, I think he's going to Tennessee. They had their whole crew out there on Monday at Pro Day. I just think unless they're, you know, something radically changes, I think he's going first overall.
All right, Adam, I'll get you out of here with this. I'll throw it to you sort of as a sidebar to Cam Ward. Another guy that I think is interesting, obviously, for Miami is Xavier Restrepo. Where could you see him falling, maybe? But more so, what can you tell me about him as a wide receiver?
Well, he had a really rough pro day. That kind of went viral a little bit. He had a really bad 40 time. I think Cameron Wolf from the NFL Network said he ran like a 4.8, which is obviously not very good. And speed's not his thing. It's not his number one trait. But having covered Xavier Restrepo in high school, having covered him in college, the dude's a playmaker. I mean, one, definitely is faster than 4.8. He said after, I think the next day, that he had pulled his hamstring a little bit or got a little tight on him during warm-ups, and he ran anyway. You know, if that's an excuse, if that's true, only he knows and stuff. But I believe him because he's not that slow. He's a very good route runner. He has very good hands. He's just a very good all-around slot receiver. He gets separation, and he's the kind of guy quarterbacks love. you know, the last quarterback at Miami, Tyler Van Dyke, him and Restrepo, like, famously were roommates, and they had a great connection, and he was the top target. And that was kind of a question coming into last season, like, okay, you know, you and your very close friend are, you know, no longer working together. How's it going to work with a new quarterback? And obviously didn't miss a beat, had a second straight 1,000-yard season. So he's a shifty guy. He's a very good slot receiver. Like, I like him a lot. And he's got great character. Talk about, like, the coaches love him. Like, he's a coach's dream. You know, works hard, takes instruction, like, a great leader. Like, any coach would love him. I remember the offensive coordinator, Shannon Dawson, when I asked him about, Restrepo potentially going to the NFL towards the end of last season, he said, whichever team takes him, whether they take him, you know, in the second round or the seventh round, they're going to have a hard time getting him off the roster because he works so hard and he performs so well in practice and he practices so hard. So I think he'll be a boon to any team that takes him, even if – and, you know, maybe now they get him as a steal later in the draft if teams, you know, put too much stock in that pro day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, if we end up getting Xavier Restrepo to be landed here in Cleveland, I know the first person that I'm getting up on the hotline and calling. It's going to be you, Adam, because I love to hear it. It sounds like, I don't know, I think the projection I'm around a fourth-round pick, but just listening to you, I'm ready to draft him in the second or the third. I feel like I'm pushing him up.
Any team that takes him, he's going to be a fan favorite.
I love it. Adam, I appreciate you giving us the time, sitting down with us and talking it out. If we have any news come up on Cam Ward, I'm sure you'll hear from me as well. I appreciate it, man.
Sounds good.
All right, that was Adam Lichtenstein again of the Sun Sentinel joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You wouldn't know it if you were the Browns necessarily, but Cam Ward's pro day sounds like it went pretty well. Xavier Restrepo's pro day sounds like it went pretty bad. But that's all right. It's all right. Listen, if he pulled his hamstring, it's the same thing as Kirk Cousins, is it not? All of a sudden, things go poorly and there's an injury on the table. You pick whether or not you want to believe him. You get to have your own little choose your adventure, which one you believe. But it sounds like if Adam had to take his best stab at it, Cam Ward 1 feels like the answer. And I think that feels like the answer for everybody. It would just be, is it the Titans? Is it the Browns? You ask Adam, it might not make a difference. Basically, it shouldn't really. They're very similar offenses. It would just be nice to have a quarterback that's going to be great. I would love for that to be the answer. All right, we'll leave that there. Coming your way in about 6 minutes, as we always do at 9 o'clock. We'll get to get a grip, a loaded back half of the show as well. We still have a lot to cover. It's Jake Mullnick with the guys here on Overtime on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.